Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I don't know how funny this is, but more shocking, I think, than anything else. There's a 19-year-old woman who's a bride-to-be in Wales. She lives in Great Wales. She had a friend turn up with breast implants and was thrilled with the surgery she got and the price of the surgery by going out of the country. So this 19-year-old, before her wedding, decided on an impulse that she was going to go to Istanbul, Turkey, to get her breasts done. She is a model and social media influencer. And she had breast implants and a breast lift done, which involved nipple reconstruction in order to make her, quote, big saggy boobs perkier.
great
why
description.
Why are you getting that surgery? I'm gonna make my big saggy boobs perkier. But she said she was a little bit concerned when, right after the surgery, one of her nipples was bright purple.
Oh.
And she overheard a doctor say it was done wrong, but I corrected it. But a few days later, she took the bandages off, and her nipple was, quote, hanging by a thread.
Oh, God.
Before eventually dropping off.
Hanging? Oh, it did fall off?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she's been referred to a hospital a wound specialist. And she's now waiting for the rest of the tissue to heal or drop off before she can get a skin graft at a UK hospital. Which, if a UK hospital is a huge upgrade from where you got the procedure done,
right?
And, oh, you're in sad shape.
Yikes.
conceding that it could simply be her body rejecting the reconstruction, she's now urging women opting for nipple surgery to get it done in the UK so they're guaranteed help if things go wrong. What? You mean a discount doctor in Istanbul is not guaranteeing his work? Come on.
That's a tragic situation.
Mm-hmm. She said, I wanted to feel I could wear a top maybe a bit boobier, and they just sit there. I wouldn't have to wear a bra or worry about them slipping out. I wanted them to just sit nicely in every item I could wear and give myself a bit of confidence. Now I feel disgusted looking at my boobs. So when they say stuff like that after, you know, they've gotten the problem kind of fixed or they're on their way to being fixed, that means lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, that's lawsuit speak, pre-lawsuit.
And, you know, when your nipple is quote-unquote hanging by a thread, mm-hmm. I see the point of you filing a lawsuit or your desire to file a lawsuit.
And then she says, as a model, my job is based off of my body, off of what my body looks like. I'm flying out to Thailand in a week and my bandages are on show. I can't even get a nice picture in a bikini. I know that's not the be all and end all, but that's my job. I need to look good in clothes.
Wow. Well, shouldn't you have considered that prior to having this cheap surgery done?
I guess. You would think.
Is she planning on showing her boobs? I mean, you can't take a bikini photo if your nipple is falling.
She's got so much bandaging on her.
Oh.
You know, she's like Trump's ear.
Yeah.
Got a big bandage.
Index card. Man.
So she said, my boobs felt very saggy and my nipples were really big. They never went back to normal after she had a miscarriage. She delivered the baby, but
yeah,
you know, I'm only small and had these big saggy boobs. I just wanted them quite perky and a bit rounder and bigger. Okay. So you wanted breast implants, same reason every other woman wants them. You want your boobs bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And perkier.
And they usually do a breast lift with a breast implant?
No.
Oh, that's not a... Those don't go hand in hand.
No. Because, I mean, if a woman is just small and not saggy, she doesn't need a lift.
Okay. I didn't even know nipple reconstruction was a thing. I never heard of that.
Well, because if they do, you know, they stretch it so much that it doesn't fit the nipple you were born with because they put so much... They're stretching that skin so much, sometimes they have to... They have to reconstruct it.
Or you just get big nipples.
Or tiny ones.
That's interesting. Take Rob. Or you just get some big nipples.
And then she said, at the time I was looking around for surgeons in London, but it was expensive and I'm saving for a house. I didn't want to be spending silly amounts of money, so I just thought about Turkey because someone I knew had gone to that specific surgeon and they were really happy with their results. Discount surgical procedures. Just, I mean, that's something that I have not been willing to,
yeah,
to
I agree.
Test, you know, lately with the inflation and all of that, I'm buying, you know, lesser brand names and things like that. But as far as having a surgical procedure done, I'm not going to the Sam's Club of that, you know, or the outlet mall for plastic surgery or surgical procedures.
Yeah.
Maybe get a different shampoo or something if you're trying to save a buck.
Yeah.
Don't mess with your nipples.
I don't know a lot about any type of, you know, off-brand cheap surgical procedures. Like that's, how do you find those?
I don't know. It seems like Turkey and...
Yeah.
Mexico.
Because Mexico. In the news, Turkey was the place to go. They were doing those cheaper hair transplants, everything in Turkey that everybody was raving about for a while. Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to get an enlargement, if you know what I'm saying?
A penile enlargement?
I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see. It's blurred, but you can still make out how bad the wound is.
Yeah, I want to see it.
All right.
Oof. Careful with that because that's this going on YouTube. I don't think we can show that.
It's blurred though.
I know, but I still think it's.
Oh.
Forget what you just saw, YouTube.
You did not see that, YouTube.
Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, forget it. Never happened.
No, it was an illusion. Your mind is playing tricks.
Hey, that was just my knuckle.
Yeah, that's crazy because that looked really.
Yeah.
Inflamed and dark and not
painful.
Well. Yeah. Your nipples, you really just, that's sensitive. Would you get a nipple reconstruction, Ace, to get different nipples?
No.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Why not?
You probably don't have, there probably aren't many guys that would, unless you're very self-conscious about your nipples.
Why do guys get their nipples pierced? I know.
I don't know. I think about that too.
Being cool, showing how tough I am.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That is super weird.
Yeah, I remember I told you guys my brother did his own.
Yeah.
Which is even weird.
Oh, I agree.
Does he still wear them?
No. He had to pull it out because it didn't work right. Let's put it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it get...
It didn't get infected, but it hurt. Every second of every day.
Sounds like it wasn't.
Some people call that constant pain.
Yeah. Yeah, that does it. It's exactly what an infection sounds like.
And, you know, Governor Cuomo of New York, you know, he was sitting there at that press conference and wearing a white golf shirt, and you could see his nipple rings in that shirt.
What is that? I mean, what is that? I mean, that guy's in his 60s, isn't he?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They say that wasn't what that was, but it was pretty obvious.
It has to be what that was.
And, you know, he used to date that Sandra Lee.
Yeah.
Not the dermatologist, but the semi-homemade cook.
Hot. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you do have a thing for her.
She was super hot. She couldn't cook for she was real hot.
Semi-homemade, so we're going to put Cool Whip on it.
There's a video going around on TikTok of her making one of her meals. She's like, we're going to make cherry chicken burgers. I was like, what is that?
No, let's not.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.